and bays were three lines before the end of the narrow lines. Bye-bye. It's really bye-bye. Whoa. Me'ach to my brother, who me'av, he's my father, who bao is my husband, who bar bao, and he's also the son of my husband. Who bailo de aim, and he's the husband of my mother, which is the same thing as saying he's my father. Vano brate, and I am his daughter, the itzi of his wife, which is a repetition, just makes the riddle more complicated. V'liyav pita lach, v'yasmi b'nei brate, he doesn't give bread to my brothers, yisaimim, who are his grandchildren. How do you have that? Mishkan lefa, but come about, he might. Guy lives with his mom. He has a daughter. So that daughter is his daughter. So now he is the father and the husband of that daughter. Then the old man lived with her. So now what happened is the old man is the, so he is, meaning the guy is her husband and his father is her husband. And the old man had children, which means it's her father's grandchildren, right? It's her father's grandchildren. It's also her father's brother because they share the same father, and he's not feeding them. I and you are brothers. I and your brother, your father are brothers. I and your mother are brothers. How is that possible? A guy lives with his mother, has two daughters, right? So those two daughters are sisters, obviously. And then he lived with one of them and had a son. So this son is a sister, is a brother to the two sisters because they share the same father, right? And he's also a, he has a brother to the two sisters. So now he says to his, so the Kaila asks to the Ime, the Karma Lehachi. So his mother's sister tells him, me and you are brothers, me and your mother are sisters, and me and your father are brothers as well, because your father lived with my mother. So we are brothers. So he lived with his own mother, which is my mother, so we're brothers. So therefore they're brothers, and they are... And there, he's a brother to the father, he's a brother to the mother, he's a brother. He's basically, she can tell him, the aunt can tell him, I'm a brother with you, with your mother, with your father. Okay, I'm a sibling, interesting. Next riddle. Anovat b'nei achi, I and you are cousins. Anovat achi b'nei achi, I and your father are cousins. Anovat b'nei achi, I and your mother are cousins. That can happen in the Hetzer also. How? Now, Reuben Sheshlin Shtebanus, Reuben has two girls. Vasa Shimon, who's brother, Vinasim Chadaminayu, marries one of them, which is perfectly legal. And Levi marries somebody else. Vasa Bar Levi, Vasa Nasim Chadaminayu. What?
Levi's son.
No, again, Levi, Shimon married one of the girls, and Levi's son married one of the girls. Means Levi was married to somebody else. But Levi's son married one of these girls. So, Shimon's wife and Levi's son's wife are sisters. The Kamala braid to Shimon. Shimon's son says, Labar braid to Levi, to Levi's grandson. I'm a cousin of yours, because our mothers are sisters. I'm a cousin of your father, because my father, who is Shimon, is a cousin to your father, who is the son of Levi, because they share mother. And I am a cousin of... I'm a cousin of your father's, I'm a cousin of your mother's, and I'm your cousin. Dr. Gemarvait. Hagiyaris and Isgaya Benaima. Hagiyaris, that her daughters were Megaya with her. Right? So they were conceived as Gayim, and they became Jewish during their, when the mother was pregnant. So they're born Jewish, but like ultimately Miyabman, because there is no paternal relation. Their father was a guy, and therefore there's no paternal relation. I feel like there's no Gershon as Gaya here. See, that's the key here. Gershon as Gaya is the easy excuse of why Gerim aren't related to each other. But over here, they're not Gerim. They were born Jewish. But the answer is, they were, I don't know what the word is.
They're together with her. They
aren't Gerim. They're not Gerim. They are born to a Jewish mother. She is a Giyiris. They were born after she converted, so they're born Jewish.
What is he together with her?
They were fetuses. Well, this case, I'm sorry. This case could be they were born before. The next case is where fetuses.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, my mistake. This case could be they were born before. They're all three Gerim. So for this, the answer is Gerim is going to have a collection. The next case, I feel like Rosh shall reach and slay Begdusha when they dust the Begdusha. So there's no Gershon and Skyer. Lashadi, they dust the Begdusha, the Begdusha, the Henshiv, Christian, Shtapu, and Ayima. So the upshot is because there's no relationship to dad, because dad is a guy. Zermas, Susim, Zermasim. Something about my Tim, and then Yudan Amsa, Shtapu. The children of Yudan Amsa became freed. Sharlu, Ravacha, Bayaka, Laminsi, Nashad, Adadi. They got married. They got married as Jews. Then they got divorced, and he let each one marry his brother's wife, because it's not his brother, because the Gershon is Gaya Klein Shenel Dami. I'm a Rav of Sheshes Usher. Sheshes asked it because of Xerid Rabbanon that you might let people, that people might think it's Mutter to marry a brother's wife. I'm like, who was it? I'm not sure. You know, it's very nice of Sheshes Usher. I'm arguing on him. He's not, you know, so Sheshes says it, so therefore. They were only paternal brothers. Everybody realizes the paternal relationships that Glam are not real, and nobody will make the mistake between the Jewish person. It's only maternal, because people do get confused between maternal relationships of a Glam and a Yit. Keep it's both. People don't view it as a maternal relationship. They perceive it as a paternal one. The Bnei Planya, who they call by their father's name, therefore, they don't make the Gzera. Rav Sheshes Karev not the Bnei Plainness. They also carve by their mother's name, and therefore they make the Gzera.
What was this particular case? They're arguing what the case
their mother, no, the mother was. They, Amsa was the mother. He was also the same father, according to this lesson. He argues, makes no difference if there's any paternal relationships. He argues in the whole concept. My timer, Gershon is right. He's got Chanel with him. He said, therefore he's not Machpun on the whole thing. He doesn't hold the Xer Drabanan according to this lesson, correct. Don't think of my right. Right. Tanakh, we learned. Have you ever seen this guy Rabban El Imo, like Holtzim Lemayabin? My time, Lam Shem Dasiri. Isn't it because they're Usher? Right? So we see there is Xer. Here are two brothers, Gerim, and it says they're not allowed to do Yibum. Why aren't they allowed to do Yibum? Because they're not allowed to marry their brother's wife, rabbinically Usher. Something in my law, they ain't the Batarish Khalitzim Yibim. Something they're not allowed to do Yibim. There's no mitzvah of Khalitzim Yibim. Vishariya La'alma, she doesn't have to wait for Yibim or Khalitzim, she's mutter. And Vinu Nami Shar, they can also marry her. They're no different than anybody else.
What is the better lush to say? It's
written in Yibim. You're not going to win any points on this because the Gemara sees the lush and says there's two possible b'shatim. You know, personally, I think the second shot makes much more sense. Practically, but I don't pick sides in Gemara.
Sometimes the Gemara will go and say, Lichta, it should have said
this. Again, the Gemara does it, the Gemara doesn't. But the Gemara doesn't do it, the Gemara doesn't do it.
Fred,
Afilu. Now, Afilu is trying to say there's a bigger chiddush of this halacha when they're both born to a Jewish mother. Why is that a bigger chiddush? But yeah, maybe Shlema Siri, that they're usher. So you would think this is like, to me, very shvera havamina. But the Gemara is saying, I would think that it's more mutter when they're both born Jewish because everybody perceived one was born Jewish and one was not born Jewish. Like one was born to a Gaish mother, was Megaya, and one was born to a Jewish mother. People view it as two different mothers. One was a Jew and one was a Jew. So people would think that's mutter. Kamash Malon, no, that's usher. Right? It's a bigger chiddush when one is born to a conceived as a guy, sorry, and one is conceived as a Jew to say that they're usher. Because you would think it's more mutter because they have different mothers. Now, this is biblically usher. This is awesome as a raisa. But you would have a havamin that should be mutter, Dr. Mishnah Filu, even though it's really a deraisa there. They have the same mother. They're both Jewish. They both were born to a Jewish mother. One was conceived as a guy and one was conceived as a Jew.
You might think
that if everybody views it as different mothers. Once she conceived as a guy and once she conceived as a Yid, and people would say it's more mutter. So you have to tell me it's usher. Even though they're to deride some. It's like two separate mothers of Elok Asiri. But if you say it's Mutter, my Afilu. And for the Gemara, the Avagav, the Tavayuli, Dustin Bigdusha, the other way, Adarabba. You would think that over here, that both are born Bigdusha, there's more reason to make Exera. Last month, the Mishnah, that they didn't make the Gzera. According to Avacha Bayakov. Igid the Ami Yachin Ami Mistabra. The second Lashon holds that the second shot makes more sense. That what? The Shari, the Ksidon Afilu. Yeah, maybe Shlomo Sharu had a ton of Afilu. I forgot the Tavayel and Dostan Bigdusha. Even though they're born Jewish, Dostan Lachlufi Bisrael, it's more chance. Well, Kishari. Eli Amish, they have Mutter to marry everybody else. They can't marry each other's wife, but that's a derisa. Eliyamit Asiri, my Avilu. Answer is, I would think that's more mutter. The Abagav, the Rishna, the Rosh, the Bigdusha, the Rosh, the Bigdusha, the Rosh, the Rosh, the Bigdusha, the Shteim Boaz Dami. Like two separate mothers of Elok Asiri. So the truth is, the Mishnah is no right. Either way, you have two Pshatim in the Mishnah. Either the Avilu is to tell me that even though perception wise, people understand the difference there more because one had a conceived as a Jew and one conceived as a guy, Kamash Malan, that it's Usher. And it's even Usher biblically. And the other one is to say that she's not a Yavam Lashuk, even if both were born Jewish, because the bottom line is they're not paternal brothers.
Paternal brothers. They can marry them.
They cannot, in the case of Harasa Bigdusha, because then they're maternal brothers, and it's a Deraisa.
But there's no Chalitza requirement.
No Chalitza requirement, correct. Tashima. Shnei Achim Tu'umim Gerim. Okay, so they for sure share the same father. Chem Shukrarim. They're born Jewish. Because they're maternal brothers. They were born completely Jewish, conceived, their parents are Gerim, but they were born and conceived as Jews. They are regular Jewish kids. So you go to the left, and it says you're not chayev. Oh, Yisura Ikka, Mashma Midrabonon, you shouldn't do it. Talk to Gemara, no. Who has in that field Yisura Nami like? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov will answer you, there's not even an answer. But I need the boy, Mr. Seif, Abachayovim, since in the case when they're maternal, when they are born as Jewish, when they're born Jewish, conceived as Gayim, there it is, Eishasach, Hanin Ami Reish, Eishayov. Amarav. How do Amarabonon ain't Avla Mitzri? Why tame him from the Shtufa Bezima? Don't say that the reason is because we don't know who the father is, therefore there's no paternal brother. But if we knew the father was the same one, we would consider them brothers. Not true. The proof, two brothers that are twins, the tipa akasi, it's one tipa, but nechim says clearly, the Torah was mafker. Tashima. No, just saying a statement of fact. Back to the Shaila of the Gemara. Tashima. Dam Rabbi Aisi Maisa Big Niftiim Hager. Mr. Niftiim the Ger Shinasai Shisakam Imai. He married his maternal brother. Again, they were both Gerim. What?
Married the wife.
That's what they said. Now, that is a very strong statement that seems to say a ger can't get married. When a ger can't get married, there is no Isser Eishes Ach for a ger. My love, the Nasu Ach Shuger. Isn't that saying? Two brothers, got Mizgayer. They're both not related to each other. They both married wives. And it's saying that Niftiim was allowed to marry his brother's wife, whose brother had married as a Jew. That's what it says. Which is like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. What happened was, it had been his wife as a guy. As a Jew, he never married her. What's the Kiddush? would be included in the same gzera. Kamash Malon, that the gzera did not expand to a guy marrying his brother's wife, who was his brother's wife when his brother was still a guy. Tashima, Damer ben Yastian. Ben Yastian said, Shalakti l'kar chayam, I went to the villages of the sea. Matzati gerecha chenasa eish yisacha be'imai. I found a ger who married his maternal brother's wife. Amarti lo ibni, mir shekahu left, who allowed you? Amali ha'isha v'shiva b'nao. There is a woman and seven children, right, that had this Shiloh, right? And Rebbe Kiva, our tzavsel said, Yashim Rebbe Kiva, he sat on this bench. V'mishnei dvarim. Yeronai said, Shetan v'imai. V'yamar, he also said, V'hi dvar Hashem ha'yayin ha'sheinis v'imai. Sheinis dibri v'shchina. The Shechina only spoke to him two times. Shlishis v'dibri v'shchina never spoke to him a third time. Tanimiyas. Yeronai said, Shetan v'imai. My love did not talk to Shugir, even though his brother had married her as a girl. But the Gemara Loi did not from Shaiva Kechavim, he had married her as a guy. But the Gemara Maila Memra, so what's the Kiddush? But the Gemara Maila Tehman Igzik Shaiva Kechavim, Matuk Shugir. I would think, we're guys there as a guy, because we might get confused to when he's a gear. Kamash Malan, that we don't make that Zera, we don't expand it. Again, it would be one Zera, but we don't expand it that far. Practicing Rami Mahema, do we trust Mr. Ben Yastian to say this over? Anytime a chacham that tells you halacha, if it's not negayim, him shaymin loy. Then lav, if he says it when it's negayim, him ain't shaymin loy. How can we rely on Ben Yatsin's testimony that pertains to him? And for the Gemara, Ibai Seim Amar Bahaya, either he had said it before, Ibai Seim Shem Dukam Ha'isha V'shiva Benel, he had backed it up with a story, Ibai Seim Shayin Ocha Dukam Ha'isha Klina Bada, he had another statement with it as well. The biggest, let's say, he's the guy, he's the guy from the city. You mean to tell me you have to go to a guy lower because he had Mitzah? Negeya. Negeya, whatever. The Rizvah says he might be mistaken, because once you're Negeya, you might be mistaken. That Yeravim ben Yoyash brought back the boundary of Yisroel Melavoy Chamasa Jama Arava, Kedvar Hashem Ashadiba B'Arav, the Yoyna ben Amite Hanavi. So we see he did speak to Yoyna. Ravin al Iskir Nimve Kamar. He didn't speak to him about Nimve only twice. Nachm Bitzel Kamar Haki Kamar. Kedvar Hashem Ashadiba B'Arav de Hanavi. Shem Shenepach with Nimve Miro L'Tayva. Just like by Nimve he went from bad to good. Kachem Yeravim ben Yoyash Nepach from Yisroel Miro L'Tayva. It's just being used as an analogy. I think Harvey used the word metaphor, I think.
He didn't really speak to him then?
He didn't speak to him then. It's saying, just like when he spoke to Yaina, things turned around. By Yerubim's times, things turned around. Tashima. Gershai Saladasta Begdusha Ve'erasa Shle Begdusha. Yeshle Sher Aim. He was born as a Jew. He has maternal relatives biblically. Ve'en L'Shera. Ketze Nasal Chaisim and Aim. Yaitzi. Because it's biblical. Min'av Yikayim. Because it's not related to him. Achois to'av min aim. So it's a paternal relative, but there's a maternal aspect to it. Yaitzi. That's included in the gzera. Min av.
He married the maternal father.
Right. So it's included in the gzera, but it's all perception. Min av, this paternal sister from his father's sister, from one father, Yikayim. Achois to'av min aim. Yaitzi. Min av. What if it's his mother's sister from one father? The mayor I'm a yaitzi because it has the word mother in there, right? And rachamim by mikayim because it's a paternal relative of your mother. So I'm a mayor I'm a call avishim shera aim yaitzi mishim av yikayim. A muter b'eishis achiv, he's muter b'eishis achiv. Tamar gairis me my tamar nagairis me my. Or b'eishis achi aviv, anything through marriage he's muter in. Or shara kol arayis mutaris loy lasuya eishis av, he can even marry his father's wife. Father's wife as a guy. Not the issue of bita kindness. If he got megayer, he had two wives, a mother and a daughter. We tell him kindness akas and mighty akas. We don't want him being married to a mother and a daughter, even though they're gerim, they're not related to each other. The chatzilu la yichno is the gemara. We'll explain what that means later. Meis the ishtai mutar b'chamaisai. If his wife died, he can marry his mother-in-law. He can do tani asa b'chamaisai. Tani miyaz mutar b'eishes achav. My love the nasu achav kashu ger. He can even marry his brother's wife, who his brother married as a ger. And for the Gemara, Loi Dinasim Shaiva Kachavim, he married her as a guy. Maila Memra, same Gemara. Maila Tehman Ligzik Shaiva Kachavim, Matuk Shugir. Kamashmalan that we don't say this.
No Raya.
End of Sugya. We didn't prove it. We tried to bring many proofs, multiple proofs. We got out of all of them the same way. That it's talking about he's allowed to marry his brother's wife, whose brother was married to as a guy. Amamar, not the issue of bita kainas achas and maitziachas. Lechatchila lo yichnois. He shouldn't marry her lechatchila. And the question is, hashkafuv mapik. We're making him not marry one. We're refusing to let him marry the second one. Lechatchila mi boy. That the Gemara has some kait. Going back in the other relatives. Achoytzim in Av, or Achoytzim Av, all those things, Lechatchila, you shouldn't marry them. Bochikam, Arachdom, Rabbanu Yikayim, Lechatchila lo yichnois. Meise ishtay mutter b'chamayse, v'ikid etani asu b'chamayse. Chadik Rabbi Shmuel, v'chadik Rabbi Kiva. Man da asu Rabbi Shmuel, d'mer chamayse, l'achamise b'yisura kaima. There's no lessening of the severity of punishment in a mother-in-law after the wife dies. So therefore, v'gai b'ger, g'azivar Rabbanu. Man d'sharek Rabbi Kiva, d'mer chamayse, l'achamise, kolish l'yisura. It's not treif anymore. Therefore, v'gai b'ger, l'gazivar Rabbanu. Dr. Mishnah.
That you can marry him.
What?
You can marry that one, you can do after death? Which ones remain?
Oh,
the sister you can marry, right?
Right, sister's the only one that one's allowed to legally marry. Dr. Mishnah Baita Chamish Nosim Shinisarva Vilodiseyim. Five women had gave birth to babies, and we don't know who's the mom and the dad of each baby. Higdila Tarubas Vinasu Nashim Umesu. Right, they grew up and they married. Now each one had a brother, meaning there are five people here that each one is sure that one of those Taruvas is his brother, but they don't know which one. They don't know which wife needs chalitza and yibum. One's four give chalitza and one gives yibum. They do the same to all five. Again, the truth is one can do yibum to all five, but this is the recommended one. Nimtu arba chalitza yibum chalachas v'yachas. Dr. Gemara Davka Michlis Chloch of Yivumi Chalitza has to precede Yivum. Of Yivumi Beresh Eloi, the Kapanga of Yivam Elushuk, because that would be a case of Yivam Elushuk. My who is Shleish Chotzum Bachas, why do we have him doing Chalitza? Why can't he do Yivum to two? Dr. Gemara Deloi Tame Yivum Echad Lekulu. We don't want one guy to do Yivum to everybody. We take our chances with five doing Yivum, each one to one. Maybe we scored 100%. Maybe we did, maybe we didn't. The other way, one guy for sure did Yibum, but four didn't get Yibum. So we want to take our chances at the 20%. Tana Rabbanan, you were going to talk to the actuary.
Yeah, I wasn't home for sure. I was in Wickland, so I didn't get a chance to talk to her.
Well,
there are
phones there.
Oh, here we go. He didn't get a move this morning. Tana Rabbanan. I guess he missed you over Shabbos, what can I tell you? The block wasn't the same. You missed Shui Scala. Tan Rabbanan.
She's still here.
Mitzatzen Achen, Mitzatzen She'en Achen. Which doesn't make any sense. Achen Kotzen She'en Achen Meyabim. What does that mean? I come here, I'm a Sapochi come here. Mitzatzen Achen Meneim, Mitzatzen Achen Meneim. There's one guy here that besides having a paternal brother here, he has an only maternal brother. Because his mother had remarried and she's one of the five that got mixed in. So he can't do Yibum because he might be getting his maternal brother's wife, who he has no right to do Yibum to. Some of the brothers are Kahanim. They can't do Yibum because they're doing Yibum. They might be marrying the Chalutza. If some are Achamadeim and some are Kahanim, Tana Rabbanan, yes, chaylitz le'imay misafik. There's sometimes that a person will give chaylitz misafik and la'choyse misafik. And sometimes he'll give chaylitz to his sister because he doesn't know whether who's the sister. Meaning he will give definite chaylitz to his mother, but because he doesn't know who his mother is. Had he known, he wouldn't give her chaylitz. Same with his sister, le'bita misafik. Ketzer, imay v'shakaris l'hem shnei tzcharim. Mom and another woman, and each one has a boy. Because of the older states, and then they had two boys, and we don't know who's the mother. And the definite son married the other woman, which they're allowed to do, because they're not related. And then, umesu, then the definite sons died. So you have two svekas. They don't know who's the brother. But one of them married the other. He just doesn't know which one is his mother. Right? Yosef married one woman, and Chetzer married the other woman, and these two Svenkas have one brother here, but it might be that they don't know which one is their mother. They don't know who's their brother, and they don't know who's their mother. So they have to give chalitza to both women. One of them is their mother.
A woman and another and his mother gave birth to two girls in the cave.
They married his paternal sisters. Both are his brothers. One married his maternal sister. One married a different woman. He doesn't know. He's related to both. They're both his brothers. That's the Rashi's shot that he likes. So he's giving chalitza to both. One of them is his sister.
The second shot he likes better?
He likes his first shot better, where there's only one person who's related to both. Second shot has two, but then there's... He might not be giving it to his sister. Right.
But the first way, he's for sure giving it to...
Correct.
He's giving it to both.
That's how far we got. We will continue tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.